Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that a rov she'eino gomer is not effective to araisa, and therefore, if you have suffik onus, suffik ratzon, even though the rov is going to be ratzon, because onus has a kol, if there's no kol, you have to assume it was ratzon, nevertheless, it's a rov she'eino gomer, and that is only rabbinic, it is not biblical. So memela, you see the weakness of a rov she'eino gomer, that's not effective d'oraisa. And our goal was to understand Tosfos that we explained in the previous shir. So the Chen de Shlomo, and we asked Kash on him. And now we're going to try to further investigate Pshat and Tosfos. But Al Kopanim, our job now is this inyan of rov she'eino gomer not being a rov d'oraisa. And this is shver. This again based on the Torah of Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, that it says in Machshirin Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin that if one finds a foundling, a baby, a tinok mushlach, an abandoned baby, you don't know what religion the baby is a member of. So if they're mostly goyim, assume it's a goy. Mostly Jews, assume he's a Jew. 50-50, assume he's a Jew, says the Mishnah and the Gemara. So we see that if there's one more goy than Jew, it's considered a rov gomer min haTorah. Dinok ovei kochavim. Since there's a rov, we say acharav lahato. So here also, the rov ratzon. It's true that it's a rov she'eino gomer, but it's a rov. So why do we not say acharei rabim lahatos? So the Mishnah says in Yevamos regarding a woman where her husband and her co-wife went to Medinas Hayam, and they came and they told her that we have some news for you, your husband died, so she's not allowed to get married, she's not allowed to do Yibum, she's not allowed to get married because maybe her co-wife didn't give birth overseas and her husband died without children. And she's chayevis b'yibum, she can't get married. She can't do yibum, because maybe her co-wife did get pregnant. She gave birth to Medina Tayyam. And she's p'tur min yibum. The Gemara there explains that even though most women do become pregnant and give birth, and if so, we should go after the rov and say that her tzara gave birth to Medina Tayyam, and this woman can get married. Nevertheless, we're machmir not to follow the rov, since it's a cheskas iser kenegdo, that when the tzara went to Medinas Hayam, this woman was becheskas iser yavam l'shuk, and therefore we say, smoch mi'uta de mepilos l'cheskas iser diyavam l'shuk. So we put together the miut of women who do miscarry, and we have this woman's Isser Yavam Lashuk. Put the two together, make it 50-50, and she is not allowed to get married and do Yibum. The Rashba asks, that in Kiddushin and Daf Pei, it says that if you have a tinok shenimtza b'tzada iso batzik biyado biyadur shenatal sa batzik mina isa chachamim etamim esa iso, if you have a child who is next to some dough and he has some dough in his hand and we know that he took it from this isa, chachamim etamim it, because most kids are tame, because they play with shrutzim and velus in the garbage. And if so, when he took the batzek min ha'isa, the isa became tamei when he touched it. The rabbis hold. Rabbi Meir is mitayer, wait, because he holds. Smoch mi'uta, the ein metaprin, there is a miut of children who are not metaperch ba'ashba, to the cheskas tire of the isa, and you lost your robe. The rabbi said, we don't say smoch mitu lechazaka, because the miut is command alas adami, And ruba v'chazak or ruba adif, we're not mitchashev with this miyut. Miyut amandala sadami, we don't account for it. And memela, all you're left with is the rov. Rov kids do play in the ashpa, and ruba chazaka, ruba against the cheskas tara of the isa, and the rov of the kids playing in the ashpa with the shratzim and the nevelis, ruba chazaka, ruba adif. So you see that according to the rabbis, a miyut is not mitstarif to a chazaka. So why then in Yevamos do we say smoch miyut that are mepil, that do miscarry to the cheskes Yevam Lashuk, and it's 50-50, and against the rov that are not mepil. So that evens it out, because you have the cheskes Isser Yevam Lashuk. You have the fact that some women do miscarry, and that answers her. So here we are mitchashev, we do pay attention to the miyut, we do account for the miyut. Hashem Ken, in the case of the Isa, we don't. Azoyat kefrek the Rashba. And for the Rashba, that there are two types of miyuts. There's a miyut that weakens the koach harov, and that is when within the rov itself there is a chelik miyut that opposes the rov. And you have to be misalik et mitoch harov. Like in that case of Yevamos, we say that most women get pregnant and give birth, and a miut of women miscarry. So the miut that miscarries is megareah the rov mamish, because from that very rov that gets pregnant and gives birth, you have to remove the miut that miscarries. So dafka in such a miut, the rabbis hold, she'ein b'kochol etztarif ima chazaka v'lam odima keneged harov. Because the miut is megareah and machlish the koach harov mamish. The miut weakens the koach harov. So such a miut, you pay attention to. Masha'en kein, in the case of the tinok shenim tzibitzad ha'isa, there the miut is not megareah the rov mamish. Because berov atzmo shel hametapchem, those rov who do play in the garbage of kids, there is no miut that is not metapech. Within those rov kids who are metapech ba'ashba, you can't say among those kids who are metapech ba'ashba, some are not metapech ba'ashba, some don't play with the shratzim. It's not true. Yeah. Of those who are metapech ba'ashba, they're all metapech ba'ashba. When you talk about rov nashim misabros v'yoldos, most rov nashim that get pregnant give birth, there is a miut that get pregnant and don't give birth. We're looking at all the pregnant women, and of the pregnant women, rov give birth, miut don't give birth, so we pay attention to the miut. But when you talk about rove kids playing in the garbage, you can't say of the rove kids who are playing in the garbage, there's a miut of kids who don't play in the garbage. No. Of all the kids playing in the garbage, they all play in the garbage. So that doesn't impinge on the rove. Rove kids play in the garbage, and there's another miut outside of that rove that doesn't play in the garbage. So there the miut is not machlish koach harov, so you don't pay any attention to it. But when you talk about pregnant women, you have a rove that does give birth and a miut that doesn't give birth. So within that very same category, you have the miut. The miut is weakening the rove. But in our case of the kids in the garbage, the miut is not part of the rov. You have one category of rov kids who are playing in the garbage, and you can't say of those kids playing in the garbage, some kids don't play in the garbage. No, there's a different category of kids that aren't playing in the garbage. But of the kids who the rov who do, they're all playing in the garbage. So the miut is not machlish koach harov. It's a different group. V'od yeshli lomar lashon harashba. The shiny haimiyuta dehacha mishum dehaimiyuta meira harov mamish. This mirror over here in Yevamis, mamish is meira, weakens the rov. When a rov atamasalko, you're removing it from the rov. Plomi also chelak amurim shemis abros of those many who are impregnated, there's a miktsas shemepilos, some actually don't give birth. And therefore the miut can be stand against the rov together with the chazaka. There the miut is not weakening, not impeding the rov itself. It's a miut that's standing against the rov. It's outside of the rov. Miut kazeinu chashel b'tzarif klal. Such a miut is not mitzarif at all. And the dugmaso, an example of that hacha, would be over here. Nami miut shena misabros. Those miut who aren't misabros, that's outside of the category of women getting pregnant. So that's not megarei the koch harov. But once you're talking about pregnant women, rov give birth, miut don't. So there, the miut is megarei koch harov. As mavur midivrei arash b'sheh shnei ofanim shel rov. There's a rov where the miut is not megarei the koch of the rov, and it's a rov gamor. And then the miut is kamisha eino. If it's not migarei koach harov, and it can't be mitzdaif with the chazaka neged harov, we say ruba chazaka ruba adif. And that's the case of the kids being mitami the isa. And there's a rov where the miut is memayet, it weakens the rov, it's migarei the koach shel harov, and it's not considered a rov gamor. And then the miut is chashuv lamod neged harov. It can stand against the rov b'tzeirv chazaka because it's in the same category as the rov. Ulefizem mevor, what kumto is from the Rashba, that he argues with Aratosis and of Tess Amid Aleph in Ksubis. And the Rashba holds that even a rov she'eno gamor is effective min haTorah. A rov she'eno gamor is fine, just the miut could be mitzarif with the chazaka against the rov. But it is a rov she'eno gamor is still a rov. And just if you have a miut and a chazaka against it, then it evens the scales. But a rov she'eno gamor is effective min haTorah. And what makes it a rov she'eno gamor? That within the rov, you have a miut that's megarei kocho. That's considered a rov. And that's not like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that a rov she'eno gamor is not a rov at all min haTorah. Omeri, the high rutz, ruba de rutzon, that rove of rutzon, because Ones has a kol, and therefore if there was no kol, you assume it was rutzon. This rove of rutzon is not considered a rove gomor, and therefore it's not effective to arise, it's only effective to rabbanon. Ve'okach mokum sveik sveikas she's muteris. So you see that according to Tosfos, rove she'eno gomor is bechlam not a rove d'araisa. It's only effective to Rabbanan. And the Rashba holds that a rov she'eno gamor is even effective to Oraisa. Just the Mir and the Chazaka can oppose it, but it's still a rov to Oraisa. So we have to understand the gather of the machlokas between the Rashba and Tosfos. So, Baruch Hashem, this is the second leg of our journey, and I'm hoping that Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim, and we should continue on this journey to understanding Omek Divreha Tosfos Lineder. I hope it's Hashem Siyat Dishmaya. Hashem should just give us the life and the Simchas Chayim and the financial means and the Tzlilus Hadas to be able to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.